This afternoon, hours before the official start of the Democratic National Convention, Senator Bernie Sanders faced a ballroom full of his delegates and tried to rally them to support Hillary Clinton. APRN's Liz Ruskin spoke to a few of Sanders' Alaska delegates as they left the speech and heard a mix of sadness and pragmatism.
Here's how it sounded in the critical moment when Sanders told the crowd what they did not want to hear.
We have got to defeat Donald Trump. And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
I think it was really telling that a huge majority of the delegates in there were extremely upset.
Olivia Garrett gets it. The 22-year-old from Soldotna and now Fairbanks just might have been the first Alaskan to feel the burn.
I worked for the Bernie campaign, and I'm just crushed that he didn't get the nomination. I mean, I've thrown my heart and soul into this. I've been a Bernie fan since I was 13 years old.
Garrett says the Sanders supporters need time to grieve. Alaska Democrats gave Sanders more than 80% of the vote in their March caucus, so he won 13 of Alaska's 20 delegates. Garrett says some of the Alaska delegates remain in the Bernie or bust camp. And she tries to respect that. But Garrett agrees with Sanders that it's time to back Clinton to defeat Trump.
What I've never understood is the people who intend to vote third party thinking that they will somehow actually pull off a third party win because it just cannot be done and this is not the time to risk it.
Genevieve Mina, president of the UAA College Democrats, says she was moved when she heard Sanders recite his policy successes.
Talking about the $15 minimum wage, talking about, you know, trying to get single-payer health care, talking about fighting climate change, and recognizing that this is after he's gotten these same policies into the platform, it's really compelling to see what he actually has accomplished in his campaign, despite the fact that, you know, he hasn't achieved enough delegates.
Mina says she'll vote for Clinton in November, but she'll only campaign for state and local races. She says Alaska's three electoral college votes will likely go to Trump regardless, so she plans to devote herself to down-ballot candidates. 19-year-old Nathan Seidel of Palmer says he's ready to move on too, hoping to not only defeat Trump, but also pull the Democratic Party to the left.
The best thing that we can do as Sanders supporters is really like hold the fire to her feet, really like pushing for our values, really making sure that we're not silenced.
Seidel wore a Stars and Stripes cusbuck on the convention's first day and held a green felt Robin Hood hat. The caps were handed to Sanders supporters on their way into his speech, a symbol of Sanders' position on taxing the rich, and a tangible souvenir of a campaign Seidel once hoped would end at the White House. Reporting from Philadelphia, I'm Liz Ruskin.